All right, I'm here with Ruth Balziger. She is a nutrition, health coach, yoga practitioner, podcaster, best-selling author. She is on a mission, guys. She has a passion to help women redesign their health and become the best version of themselves. Ruth, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for this amazing intro. Can I borrow you all the time? Can you always introduce me, please?
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, it's really cool. We are across the world. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning here. You're over in Switzerland, right? And it's just what a time difference. But here we are connecting, and I'm just so blessed that we're able to do this. And so you have an amazing story. You're changing lives, and you're a world changer. So I'm so blessed to have you on the show today.
Thank you.
So I want to just get right into it because I know we don't have a lot of time, and I want you to just kind of talk to everybody and tell them, like, you know, you're all these things, but like, really, I'm always really interested in how people got started in their health journey. I know I was on your podcast, we're talking about my own journey, and usually there's some kind of pain to purpose. So for you, like, what was it? I know you had this like really traumatic head injury as a kid. And so I'm curious, like, how that led to where you are now.
Yeah, good question. So you're very right. I was just a very normal teenager, and at the early age of 15, or was it 16? I think 15, I had this brain aneurysm. And obviously this led me into an emergency operation and 2 weeks of coma, and when I came out of it, I was no longer able to do any of the things that I was able to do before. So I was no longer able to read, write, see clearly, move properly, you name it. And yeah, that was quite of a shock. And even more shocking was that my doctors were super sure that I would not be able to recover. So they were excited that I made it through. They didn't think I would. And they said, okay, that's it. You know, you're lucky that you made it through, but you won't be able to make a full recovery. And I wouldn't take that. I somehow just knew, and it wasn't knowing. It wasn't a guessing. It wasn't a, oh, I'm going to try. I just knew within myself, within my body, that I would be able to make a full recovery if I find the right support. And I don't know where this knowing came from, because I was just a very normal teenager. I had no idea or insights into anatomy, physiology, or any of this. I wasn't very optimistic or, you know, positive thinking at that age either. That came only with the head operation. I had lots of trauma in my past, so I really feel this head operation was a gift, a true gift to me, to find my power and to understand how amazing our bodies are. So because I had this knowing within me, I started on this journey to, yeah, help my body to heal and recover. And this wasn't easy. It took quite a long time, and it took a lot of effort, a lot of tears, a lot of blood, not literally the blood, but yeah, lots of effort.
Yeah.
But I made it. And lots of people say to me, yes, you were young, and this is why your body was able to do this. And that's true. I was young, and I'm lucky that I was young. But I don't believe this is true. I think, or I know, that our body or our bodies have the innate capacity to heal, rejuvenate, and recover, to reset at any given time. Yes, the older we are, the longer it may take, but we can do this at any age, and I'm the best example. So this was the first part of my journey.
Yeah. Okay. Now, first of all, this is what makes you an amazing coach to this day, because there was something back then innately in you that said, no, this is not my life. This is not what I accept. Because I'm telling you, for you to go through that, and I just know, because on a subconscious level, the way doctors program us and the way they say, like, this is your disease, and you know this, you have lots of clients that come to you, oh, I have MS, I have this. And I always tell them, you are not your disease. You are none of these things. Like, your body is so powerful, and it has the ability to heal when it's given the right input. And so for you to know that intuitively is what makes you a great coach today. I just want you to know that. So just, it's just so amazing to hear that. And then, and I mean, I can just imagine, again, the transformations that you're getting, because because of that knowing that you have and just that confidence. So it's so cool. And then fast forward, you become a model, which I thought, like, no way, like, this natural health person became a, after all she learned,
I know,
she becomes a model. But again, another teaching moment for you. You want to just, I would love to just kind of hear, like, what you kind of came out of there learning, like, this, you know, we always think of models being the pinnacle of health, but like, what came out of that, and how does that better now affect your own practice when you're coaching a lot of the women that you coach?
Such a good question. So yes, you know, you would think, okay, I now had it all together. You know, I knew how to heal myself and I would from now on live healthily, happily ever after. I wish. So it was just the first part of my healing journey, the physical part. And when I stumbled into the modeling scene, very soon I discovered that it's not this glamorous, amazing, healthful living and life, but that it's a true meat market. Wow. And I'm not saying this is the same experience for each and everyone. It was just my experience. And there was a lot of trauma in my childhood, and I had never dealt with any of that. So while I was exposed to this toxic environment, I felt that my inner world was spiraling out of control. And I felt really small and little and not self-confident at all. And I did what everyone asks you to do in the modeling world, which is to diet, to train like crazy. It was all about my outside appearance. And yeah, you have to do anything that your manager asks you to do. And these are not very nice things. And yeah, like I said, I really noticed how I was going from health to actually destroying my glow and becoming weaker by the day because of all this training, because of not eating properly and enough, because you're not allowed to. Even though I've always been a very slim person, you know, I still had boobs and a little bit of ass, and that's not appreciated in the modeling scene. Yeah, because that looks quite big on the photos actually. So you have to be really, really thin, like unhealthy thin. And this might have changed as well by now, but it was back then the way it was. And well, at some point I just woke up and I thought, what the heck are you doing? Okay, this is your next lesson. You actually are meant to also look at your mental health, at your emotional health, have a look at your all your self-limiting beliefs, at your traumas, and start healing from the inside now. You know how to do this with your body. Now it's time to really look at the inside of you. And again, this wasn't easy, but it was a journey. So I stopped modeling from one day to the next and committed to this inside healing journey, which I'm still on.
Yeah, love that. I'm curious too, because you talk a lot about cravings, and I know you work with a lot of weight loss clients and who suffer burnout. And I'm just thinking, cravings and burnout, like, those are probably two big things in the modeling industry that you had to experience. And so I'm curious too, you say something interesting about cravings. You say that they're important messages that your body is actually trying to tell you that you're missing something in your diet. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, totally. I absolutely believe that cravings are messages, and they can either mean that your body is missing something, or they can also mean that there is an excess of something. So they can go both ways. And in my experience, very often they are a combination of both. So what I mean is that when we experience cravings, what happens is that we probably are not nourishing our bodies in the way that our bodies and our minds can thrive. Though we are probably not nourishing them in a balanced way, in a very varied way, And our body's then crying out for help, like, I need nutrition. I don't just need calories. I need nutrition. I need this vitamin D. I need this vitamin K, calcium, and whatever. And also, often what I see with my clients is that, because I work a lot with female clients, that they might even add a lot of nutritious foods into their diet, but then not enough of them or not varied enough. So all of these cravings are just really cries for help of the body to say, I'm an imbalance. Can you please rebalance me? Can you give me more food? Can you give me the foods I really thrive on? Or also, and this is what I said before, maybe you have given me too much of something that I personally do not really thrive on. So can we go away a little bit of this food or of these kinds of foods and replace them with something else? Does this make sense?
Yeah, you know what's really interesting is what you're saying, they used to say that's not true. Like, there's no evidence to support that. And it's actually really interesting. I know there's some studies showing that the hypothalamus, that your body will actually, your hypothalamus can actually, as you know, kind of regulate your metabolism. And if it's missing some key minerals, just minerals, it will go out and try to seek for that. And I actually got a chance to interview Mark Schotzker, who wrote the book, The End of Craving. And he talks about how, again, scientists and say they were like, yeah, there's no evidence of that. Mm-hmm. And he said he finally got to partner with a scientist who did some preliminary tests and said, oh my God, I think you're onto something. This is true. And now they're actually going to do some more full blown studies now that they got some good preliminary data back. So I love that you're saying that. I think you're absolutely, you're onto something.
Of course it's true. And it just frustrates me when scientists say, oh, you know, there's just not enough data. But then we have so much data that, I don't know, I don't want to say the wrong thing now, but that drinking lots of pasteurized cow's milk is really, really good for everyone, every single person. You know, I'm not saying this might be the wrong thing for everyone, but probably not the right thing for everyone either. So what I would like to say is, in terms of the cravings, what I find really powerful is to think about the different forms of hunger. Because the more stressed you are, the more cravings you will have. The more exhausted you are, the more cravings you will have. Then there's something like thirst hunger. So often we mix up our real hunger with thirst because we haven't been drinking enough. Or we, like we said, we refer to the cellular hunger, like that's what you said, you know, if there's really something lacking in our body, the body will cry out and say, you know, I really need this. The question is then, are we aware enough to really hear it in the right way? Or do we confuse that our body wants magnesium and we think, oh yeah, it really wants this Magnum, you know, could happen too.
It really wants this donut that also has a little bit of magnesium.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I think for me, this is really empowering to think about those different forms of hunger. There's also sugar hunger, of course. If you're used to eating a lot of sugar, then there's an own dynamic that will develop because of this addiction that forms in your brain. And of course, you then want more and more of this sugar, which doesn't necessarily mean that your body really needs that sugar.
Yeah. You also help, and this is so interesting because the tie-in with cravings and burnout, and you were just telling me offline, you're like, yeah, you know what's funny, Joel, is a lot of women come to me for weight loss, but they really have burnout. Mm. Is that kind of what you're seeing? Is that why these two things are really kind of tied together? And that's why you see these kind of play in with a lot of your clients that you're working with?
Totally. I wouldn't go as far as to say it's the case for each and everyone, but for 80% of my clients, that is true, that they come to me for weight loss and yet they are so overworked, so exhausted, so on the go, rushing and doing and pushing themselves that they are all really close to burnout without knowing. And of course, this is changing their whole physiology. And yeah, what they then experiencing are a lot of cravings. Mm.
Okay, what's a simple hack? I know you like hacks like I do. What's a simple hack that, even we were talking, I'm burned out. You're like, how's everything going? I'm like, great, but I'm doing a lot. And you're like, yeah, me too. Okay, so what's a simple hack? And I mean, you have such a breadth of knowledge in Ayurveda and yoga and nutrition. What's like one thing that people can start doing right now that can just start to relieve some of that burnout?
I really like to work on a very individual level. I find it hard, and I know you do too, yeah, to just suggest something in general. But if there was one thing I had to suggest that really I know works for everyone, is Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra is a guided meditation, and Nidra means sleep. So it's a sleep meditation. You just have to listen to this beautiful voice, and it really helps your body and mind to come into a very deep state of relaxation while still being conscious. And this helps your body to reset and rejuvenate on a very deep cellular level. So I think this is my favorite hack because it's so easy and simple to do. It costs nothing. There's an amazing app that you can download for free, and it has Yoga Nidra as short as even 8 minutes. So I think 8 minutes in our life, we all have. There are no excuses.
Yeah. Okay. I love that. And I'm with you. I'm big on mastery. Hacks have their place. Hacks can just kind of nudge you towards the conversation of health, but really you need a full system. You need a full protocol, and that you're only going to get that with working with a coach or just diving deep and going to that deep. But I love that. That's a great one.
And so if there was something in terms of Ayurveda, other than, you know, making sure that you have a good rhythm, that you have 3 meals per day and that you get up with sunrise and go to bed with sunset, which I feel is so important, more important than ever in our lives, because we are constantly bombarded with blue light and, you know, our whole system is confused. Oh, okay, what's now? Is it still in the middle of the day? No, that's just your phone giving your brain a wrong message. So another really powerful supplement is Shilajit. Shilajit is amazing. It's full of nutrients. It contains folic acid, and it's great against burnout because it really helps to re-stimulate or regenerate your power cells, your powerhouses of cells, those that burn fat and sugar into ATP. So I think this is really, really, really great. However, if your liver is a little bit heated, then this is not your supplement. So just putting it out there. And of course, always eating as nutritious as you can, because if we don't do that, our body is under stress. And again, this, of course, eventually leads to more burnout.
Amazing. I'm a huge fan of fulvic minerals. That's been a game changer in my life just over the last 2 years and the research that I've seen and done. So I love that you brought that. I don't do Shilajit specifically, but I do a huge proponent. And I know why those fulvic acids like you're talking about and the humic acids are really, really valuable and critical in health. So that's a good one. Curious for you. I'm sure this comes up a lot, but just from what you're seeing, what's the most common mistake that women are making when they're coming to you and they want to lose weight?
That they restrict calories too much, or that they restrict food groups too much. So that they have this mindset of, there is something wrong with me and my body, so I have to change that and go on a minimalist journey, which I think the complete opposite is actually the case. So I would always love to encourage you to change that mindset with, to replace this mindset with nurture and nourish instead. So what our bodies really need is to, to be nourished and to also be able to trust again in that they are being nourished regularly and that they get enough. So what I see often is that my clients don't eat enough. They are putting on weight because they are not eating enough, or like I said before, not balanced enough. Or they see that something works really well for their friend. So she might go on a paleo diet and this works brilliantly for a year for this person. And then the friend tries it and she's putting on weight. So really understanding that we are also very individual, and it is really important that we nourish and nurture our bodies according to our needs.
Love that.
And also, of course, to our goals. But yeah, so that's the most common mistake that I can see in my clients. And it's heartbreaking because, you know, they are trying so hard and they're trying to do all the right things. And yeah, they feel there's something wrong with their bodies, and then they give up on their bodies. And this is something which I really can't take because, you know, I'm now 47 and I feel better than I felt when I was in my early 20s. Well, obviously, you know my story, so clearly I didn't feel very well then. Yeah. But, you know, I want to give hope here. I want you to know if at the moment you're not feeling very great or there's something not quite right in your body, this is not the end. This is not because you're just getting older. No, your body has this innate ability to reset, to rebalance, and to rejuvenate if you nourish, if you nurture, if you are willing to investigate a little bit what it is that your body needs more of, maybe also sometimes less of, and how you can rebalance.
Yeah, so, so good. Something I didn't bring up, and I do want to ask you a couple more tactical questions, but one thing I don't want to overlook is that, you know, we didn't mention this, but you're a mom also. You're a mom of two girls, right? And two teenage girls. And I'm just curious,
on
like,
top of it.
Yeah, I'm a dad as well, and that has hugely impacted the way I look at health, and it's really actually driven me to want to even help more people because I see just kind of what's happening. But how has that changed you, and how does that, you know, I guess affect your coaching, and how does that even make you maybe even a better coach?
Hugely, so much, Joel, I can't even say, because, you know, I'm a big work in progress. And when I had my girls, I realized that there was another piece missing in my journey, which was self-care and self-love. So yes, I had this piece of, you know, my physical health, and I started on this mental health journey. And yet there was still another piece, this whole self-love and self-care. I feel, maybe it's the same with you men, but I feel especially for us women that we have this role of being there for everyone else all the time.
Yeah.
And that's fine. You know, nurturing and nourishing is fine. But I feel when it comes to that point that we forget to, actually, we have to start with ourselves. We have to self-care, self-nurture first, so we can actually be a better mom, a better wife, a better partner. When we do so, and this is where maybe there has been a little bit of misunderstanding. And definitely this has been a journey for me because, yeah, I had to learn this the hard way. I was completely draining myself just being there for the children and this motherhood, and I loved it, but I totally forgot to look after myself. And this almost ended in divorce. And my husband is the love of my life, and that was a really tough journey. And I had to take another deep look at myself and noticed, I'm giving up on myself, not health-wise, but I never took time to really nurture myself, like self-care in terms of make time for meditation, make time for things that really deeply replenish me. So that's definitely, these are my three pillars now. So let's see what my next journey will show me. I'm sure I'm not just finished yet. There will be something else coming up.
Yeah, that's so huge. And I can totally relate to what you're saying. My wife is, she, I always say, she's a stay-at-home mom, but she does way more work than I do. And she takes her work serious, and she forgets self-care. She'll just do anything for our boys, but she'll limit herself and her self-care. And just like this week, I'm trying to level up my game. How can I be a better husband? How can I be a better dad? And I asked her, and this is not a question that I've ever asked her, but I said, which is kind of ridiculous when you think about it, we've been married for almost 10 years. And I said, what do you need this week? Like, what do you need that is going to make you more successful and thrive? And so, she goes to the gym, but getting her, now we're just trying to make sure we can block out time that she gets an afternoon sauna session, because that's a time where she just sits in the sauna, nobody's bothering her. She loves to talk to her mom, so she'll FaceTime her mom, and that's a good time for her to decompress. So building in those rituals is really key, I think, like you said.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. That's so beautiful. I think, I want to come through the camera and hug you for this. I would love to say,
I'm a work in progress, by the way, too. I had to have a coach tell me this. Like, I'm a dummy in my, I didn't see these things. And so having coaches explore these blind spots to me has been very valuable. So I can just say that. Yeah.
Same here. I also need coaches to see my blind spots. So powerful and helpful. I agree. But I wanted to say, I found this really powerful when clients come to me because there's something they want to change in their bodies, they want to change in their diet, they want to change in their lifestyle. We talk about their pregnancy, and they were able to, really nourish themselves with beautiful food and take care of themselves during the pregnancy, because they had this other being developing within themselves. So they were able to do this for the baby. And then once they stopped breastfeeding, they were no longer able to do this. And I think this, for me, sums so very much up our mindset. So I feel we have to get back to, okay, can we do this self, the same nourishing and nurturing which we did when we were pregnant? So obviously this is hard for you because you don't have this experience. But for females, I find this is super, super powerful. And like you said, it's those little rituals. So for me, it's my early morning, and I know it's for you too. So I make sure I get up 2 hours before I know my world gets up. And this is my time. This is my time where I flourish. And without this, I wouldn't be the same person, and definitely not the same coach.
Yeah, love that. I know. And by the way, speaking of kids, I know you even told me, you said, Joel, let's get this podcast going, because I got to run. I got these two kids I got to take care of and connect with. So I know we're running a bit short on time. A couple more questions. And if we have some time, let's jump into some lightning round questions. We'll wrap it up. But you also, you've got this food porn that I'm watching on your Instagram, and these delicious treats that are healthy, and you created a cookbook. Could you just kind of talk about why you wanted to create this cookbook? And really why? And I mean, the food you're making over there looks delicious and healthy. So I have some food envy.
So it's not just a cookbook, actually. So there are recipes in, but it's all of me. So there's a lot about food psychology in there, and it's more a self-care guide, how you can nurture yourself. Also maybe how you can understand yourself better, because for me, when I understand what's happening within my body or within my mind, it takes some pressure away from me. And then everything seems to fall into place, or I can go onto a search or find someone help me with this, but it takes this pressure away from, oh, I'm doing things wrong, or it's my fault, or, you know, I hope you understand me.
I completely understand you. So that, everyone should understand, you also do a podcast in English and German, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're multilingual, so yeah.
I only wanted to do one in English, but then my German crew said, this is highly unfair, you can't do this. So yeah, they are right. So back to my book. So I've got also a little section of how you can nourish your body with movement. Obviously, I'm a personal trainer and a yoga teacher too. And I do feel that movement is such an important other part to nourishing us. Yeah, so these three parts are the parts in my book. And now to your question about food. Well, I love delicious food. I love eating, but I also love feeling my best self. And I feel you can combine the two, and it drives me crazy when people tell me, well, yeah, you're hardly eating, or yeah, you probably don't really enjoy life or your food because it's so bland. No, not at all, because, you know, you can eat super deliciously and thrive. You can really combine the two. And yes, if at the moment maybe you are mostly eating packaged foods and a lot of sugar, then it takes some time to help your body reset and to reset those taste buds. But trust me, whole foods, delicious spices, making things sweet with dates and cacao, and oh, you know, there are so many. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna go into my kitchen after and make more delicious treats. And I promised this to my two beautiful teenagers. The only problem with my treats is I hardly get any because they are so quickly gone.
I love it. I'm with you. I'm in total alignment. When you actually eat real food, I will share a little secret with the audience. I don't ever talk about this, but I probably have a dessert every night that my wife makes or of some sort, but it's because it's healthy and real food. I'm doing just fine. And because everything else, like you said, I'm dialing in everything else, the sleep, the movement and everything else. I can totally do that. And it's not, you know, it's not affecting me negatively. So
love yeah, that. And it won't, you know, if it's coming from a place of nurture, we can totally do this. And yeah, this comes back to, you know, when you asked me the biggest mistake. So I see so many clients trying to avoid foods that are high in fat or high in sugar, yet they are natural foods. And this might be exactly what this client needs to actually rebalance. So for me, for example, I need a lot of creamy foods so that I am the best version of myself. That's just the way I'm built. So give me creamy, rich foods and I am full of energy. But I'm not talking about junk food. I'm talking about whole foods.
Yeah, so good. All right, last question, and then we'll go to some lightning round if you have some time. Any exciting projects that you're working on? I know you were kind of telling me offline you're thinking about coming out with another book, but I don't know if you have anything else going on.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a Vata Pitta kind of person, so I've got always lots of projects in my mind, and I have to scale down a little bit, but there's definitely a second book within me, in the making, and yeah, I won't say too much about it, but I need to carve out some time to make this happen. The last book I wrote and published within 6 months. So I know that if I carve out some time, I can make this happen. And a few other juicy programs that are in the making. And yeah, let's see.
All right. I can't wait. I'm going to go into some lightning round questions, but anything I didn't ask you that you wish I had?
I feel there's so much we could chat about. You know, ask me anything about health, nutrition, and I'm lighting up. But this has been wonderful.
Yeah, you and I could talk for days. I know. All right, we'll have you back for a second one. It's all good. That's what life is abundant.
Yeah, all right, first I'll have you back. on my podcast.
Beautiful. Would love to. All right, Ruth, I'm curious. What are some choices or just maybe a choice that you think that you made who made you who you are today?
Good question. So many things. Just one thing I can say?
I mean, it could be a couple of choices. Yeah, but I mean, doesn't one stand out more than the other? Or yeah, I'm just curious.
So I never give up. I think this is one of the choices that I'm continuously making. Another thing, I moved to Australia with my husband and we lived in Australia for 10 years. So this really shaped me because as you can hear, probably I'm born in Germany and then lived in Switzerland with my husband where I'm now living again. But living in Australia showed me that there's a very different lifestyle possible with lots of sun, with lots of easy going. And this is so much more me than this very somber, stern, dark German living, which I'm not, even though my accent is still a little bit like that.
Yeah. Wow. Who, obviously you're doing so much in the wellness and health world. I'm just curious, who inspires you?
You, for example? No, there are so many people who inspire me. I feel the world is so rich and full of amazing practitioners and people out there. Again, do I have to name one? I don't think I can. I don't think I can, but I meant it. For example, you inspire me. I think you're absolutely brilliant and amazing.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Wow. I just kind of changed my office around so you can't see it, but on the left side of me is a big bookshelf. I'm a big reader. Any books that just really impacted your life? Is there like a top 1 to 3 that stick out to you that you'd say, hey, someone else should go out and read these?
Yeah. Again, so many good books. Definitely Ayurveda. I definitely think the book from Marianne Tettelbaum, her book is called Healing the Thyroid with Ayurveda, but it's so much more than just speaking about the thyroid. So this is a really great book if you are wanting to learn more about your body and also diving a little bit into Ayurveda. Other than that, The Secret, of course, books like that. The Power of Now. There are so many good books. I don't really want to name just one.
No, those are perfect. Those are all really, really good ones. And some of them I haven't heard about. So that's awesome. I appreciate that. Last two questions. We'll wrap it up. Any rituals or hacks or practices that you like to do on a regular basis? I know you have that 2-hour window that you carve out for yourself. So yeah, what are some of those things that you're doing?
So definitely start and end my day with meditation. I also do the whole tongue scraping, oil pulling. Always love to start my day with warm lemon water. And I love to walk in the morning or run, trying not to run too much because, again, this aggravates my vata. But I love movement. I have to be mindful of movement, of course. And also yoga. So these are my power tools, my powerhouses. And yeah, for me, it's really important how I start my day and how I end my day. So it's important for me that I calm down in the evening without being all the time on my devices, that I do some maybe oil massage, self oil massage. I love that. That's very nourishing and nurturing for my body and mind, for who I am. And this helps me to drift off to a beautiful sleep. While I'm drifting off, I'm working through is the wrong thing to say. I'm counting my blessings of the day. I'm saying thanks to all the amazing things that happened to me and all the amazing people I got to talk to. So you'll be definitely in there tonight, Joel. Yeah, so these are some of the things I do.
That's so amazing. I love that. Last but not least, Ruth, where can people find you, connect with you if they want to learn more about what you're doing? Yeah, where can they go? And tell them about the podcast too.
So definitely on my website, which is ithriveforhealth.com. Then I'm on all of the social media. I'm on Insta, ithrive_forhealth. I'm also very new on TikTok, @ithriveforhealth. I'm also on LinkedIn under Ruth Balsiger and on Facebook. And what was the other question? What did you ask me? Oh, my podcast.
Yeah.
My podcast is called Up Your Total Glow. And like Joe said, there's also a German version.
That's so amazing. Ruth Balsiger, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, you're amazing. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. It has been so much fun talking to you. And I can't wait to have you back on my podcast.
Let's go.